So when we understand this realm that we can't see with these and feel with these, we understand that we operate in this realm by faith. And it says it like this. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence. Notice the next thing. And what? Faith is the substance of things hoped for. The what? Evidence. What is it? The evidence. The evidence. What is evidence? The proof of thing not seen. What are they? Faith is the proof of what I don't see. Faith is the proof of what I don't see. So God said, in this realm, this unseen realm, everything you desire, everything you want, everything you can dream of, far beyond you can think, I have it. It's out there. It's in the realm. And you got the one thing that I've given you at birth to access it in your life so you can live like I live in heaven. I know there's a little far out there for y'all. But God really wants you to live like he lived. He really does. So if you will spend enough time with him, Holy Spirit, who lives in you, he will reveal to you all these things that's out there, but you got to make a decision that you're going to spend time with him. Come on. And here's where most saints lose the battle. They get excited when someone mentioned to them or something happened to them, exciting for a moment. They get an answer to prayer. They get a blessing right then, but they let it wear off. You know how they let it wear off? Because they don't maintain. And see, and the enemy will come in with pressure. He'll come in with distraction. He'll come in with all these things. Glory to God. He'll come with all these things. If you don't maintain, I want y'all to hear me today. If you don't know how to maintain and won't maintain, you will have drifted away so far from what God had done, and it won't even seem real to you. And next thing you know, you're living life that's full of misery. At one time, you was on fire for God. But now you can't. It's hard for you to open your Bible. And then you'll go over here with this natural realm. You try to stir yourself up. Oh, if I can just get me a good feeling. Ooh, 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 ooh. And one Sunday you wake up a good feeling. Ooh, 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 ooh. Next thing you know, it's gone again. Can't find you. You on front row. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Gone. Don't even see you. I'm looking for you. You show up at Wednesday night Bible class. Don't see you. What happened? That's why I'm up here to tell you. You don't fellowship with the Father. You do more fellowship with Matlock. And Matlock is excited, but now you're in trouble. And you go, oh, Matlock. Hey, Matlock. Sound like Baal, you know. Matlock won't say nothing. What happened? You didn't maintain, or you allowed something else to take the plan. You want to know how to maintain? Get your good prayer life. Get you a good habit. Don't ask your flesh for permission. Just go ahead and open your Bible up. Don't do it once a month, three times a year. Let it be an everything thing. Father, I come to fellowship with you. I come to see what you have to say. You open the Bible up, and sometime you read it, you just make a decision. I don't care where I feel anything, I don't feel anything. I'm going to believe this. I'm believing this. One day you'll get to reading that Bible. One day you'll get in prayer. You just maintain. One day you'll lose it. It'll look like heaven about to come and sweep you away. And he'll lift you to another level where it was hard for you to believe where you were. He'll lift you to another place and you go, whoo-hoo, Lord God, whoo, I see it. You know what's going to happen? You're going to wind up getting so turned on that you wouldn't dare miss your time with the Father in the Word. And in prayer, you wouldn't dare miss it. Do you hear me? I said, do you hear me? So, here's what happened. I'm closing. Because I have some other things to do. Here's what happened. He said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We know that faith is substance, we know faith is what? Evidence. We know that. That's what it says. So when I don't see it, I'm not moved by my feeling, because my feeling what? Changes. Circumstances shows up. The money ain't in the bank. But I'm not moved by that, because I'm faithful to sow. I'm faithful to give. I'm faithful to believe. So I'm not moved by, because I know God is faithful to do. All right? So here's where it comes in. What Timothy's first Timothy 6:12. Can y'all pick that up? 1 Timothy 6:12. Thank you, Jesus. And then we're out of here. 1 Timothy 6:12. Let me get that myself so I can hear. Got it? Look at it. Fight the good fight. You know, we want to fight. But we always want to fight one another. But you know that he laid out the kind of fight we are to fight? He said, fight the good fight. There's a good fight. It's called faith. It's called what? Fight the good fight of faith. You know why? You know why we fight the good fight of faith? Because faith wins every time. Every time. Every time. Every time. That's why I call a good fight. Because you win with faith every time.